Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we're going to open the phones for a group of people who I think have some venting to do, because you took a little bit of a beating last week at the Republican National Convention. That's right, I'm talking to you, community organizers, because it sounds like Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin thinks you're kind of, well, slackers.
I guess a small town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities
from her nomination acceptance speech last Wednesday night. So let's open the phones to you community organizers. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and tell us what your actual responsibilities are, or post them to our webpage. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Come on, give it over. What is it that you do? Why did you go into community organizing? What are your actual responsibilities if you are now or ever were a community organizer? 212-433-9692. And it wasn't just Governor Palin who brought up community organizers to bury them, not to praise them. It was former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, too. Did you hear this clip? Here he is, also speaking last Wednesday in his address to the Republican National Convention.
On the other hand, you have a resume from a gifted man with an Ivy League education. He worked as a community organizer. What? He worked. I said, I said, Okay. Maybe this is the first problem on the resume. He worked as a community organizer.
So not only are you a slacker with no real responsibilities of a community organizer, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's a negative on your resume, says Rudy Giuliani, if you are a community organizer. So, all right, folks, if you are or have ever been a community organizer, defend your life and tell us what your actual responsibilities are. By the way, did you see Errol Lewis's column in the Daily News yesterday? Kind of took the other tack. He said they do the tough, thankless work of scheduling meetings, knocking on doors, and showing people how to vote, protest, and unionize as a group instead of as isolated individuals. And he cited a few community organizers from history, like Jesus was at the top of his list. With us for this, we are joined by a real-life community organizer. He's John Raskin with Housing Conversation Coordinators, an Upper West Side housing group, to help take your calls. Hi, John. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Do you have actual responsibilities?
I have actual responsibilities. First, I should tell you, I'm from Housing Conservation Coordinators. We have a great deal of conversations, but our mission is to conserve affordable housing.
Just have to switch the S and the V, and we've got it exactly
right.
That's
what you got to do.
Okay. So what is it that you do, actually?
I do. I know. I came into work on Thursday morning, and my boss said, I didn't expect you to show up today. I didn't realize you had any actual responsibilities. But I swear it's true, I do.
Such as?
Well, the job of a community organizer is, you know, it's kind of the antidote to the big money lobbying. You know, our job is to bring people together so they can make government, big corporations, other powerful people responsive to their needs. So day to day, Errol Lewis kind of has it right. You know, our job is to find people in the neighborhood, in the community, who have some sort of problem, and it's a problem that they can't fix personally, they have to fix collectively. So our job is to bring them together so that they can kind of take leadership, work on the problem, and make sure that it gets fixed.
Can we play in a minute, and we're going to take some calls with you here in just a second. When we're ready, I want to replay the Rudy clip for people to hear his reaction when he first says community organizer. It's not only that he thinks it's a problem to be a community organizer or that you might have no actual responsibilities. It's as if he never heard of community organizers as mayor of New York. Listen to how astonished he is. This is all spontaneous, by the way. This was not in his scripted speech. So Rudy was really being Rudy here. But we're going to play this again just to the point where he first says the word community organizers and listen to him go like what? Like, what's that? Is there such a thing? Listen.
On the other hand, you have a resume from a gifted man with an Ivy League education. He worked as a community organizer. What?
What? Was your group in existence when Rudy was mayor?
I wish you wouldn't play that so often. It's just dripping with disdain. We were.
But there it wasn't even disdain. It was bafflement. A community, a what? Might as well said he was a flamudge.
Sincere. Here, I can tell you who Rudy Giuliani has heard of. Rudy Giuliani has heard of Community Voices Heard, which is, I think, a very exciting community organization. It's based kind of in South Bronx and in Harlem. They fought with him because they wanted jobs. And there's a specific city program they were looking for so that their members, who are primarily low-income women, could find jobs so that they could work, so that they could start to build kind of a more stable financial situation. And they had fights and fights and fights with Rudy Giuliani, and ultimately they won. You know, they got a jobs program from the city. So I can tell you he's heard of them. You know, if he's pretending not to, you'll have to take that up with Rudy Giuliani.
By the way, the Daily News article pointed out that it's not just a liberal thing. There are conservative cause community organizers aplenty. It cites Grover Norquist, the anti-tax organizer, or Jerry Falwell, which it called a community organizer.
There's a bunch of people who I maybe wish weren't community organizers because they're effective at it. But yeah, I mean, organizing is the process of bringing people together to fix a problem collectively.
Tina in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tina.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. I just found out that Giuliani was back at it again, but I don't expect any better from him. I am a community organizer, and I've been one since I was quite young when I first organized groups on a collective basis to march with Martin Luther King in the 50s, all the way up to the time of his death. And I'm also organizing now in my community something involved with our tax situation here. But Giuliani has been a very angry person for a long time. And that I took that that statement he made the other night at that convention to be quite racist in a subtle manner. But then I got to expect that of him because he lost his first wife to a black man. So I expect him to go that route anyway.
So you think, well, is that true? I didn't know that. His first wife found it. Well, that's beside the point, probably. But Tina, thank you very much. Did you take it as being racially coded? We talked about this on the show the other day, actually, from St. Paul, and some of our guests certainly did. Did that strike you?
You know, the part that I thought may have racial overtones was earlier in the campaign when they were referring to Barack Obama as a, quote, street organizer. The phrase community organizer, I think, cuts across racial lines. You know, it's a bunch of folks from around the country. I actually think that there's a good number of people around the country who consider themselves community organizers and probably didn't want to hear that Sarah Palin thinks they have no actual responsibilities.
And when they said at another point, a community organizer steeped in, I don't know the exact quote, but it was like steeped in the hard knuckle politics of the South Side of Chicago, you know, that also makes it sound like there's some corruption involved there, and that's a racial.
Well, I think a lot of people
also a racial thing.
I think a lot of people are trying to connect community organizing into kind of the idea of a political machine, which, if we're doing our job right, you know, we're not.
You're fighting fighting the political
machine.
Yeah,
our job is to empower ordinary people who don't have other access to power so that they can fight against corruption, against self-interested politics, and for something that actually benefits most people.
Although I guess there is some history of local bosses giving money to community organizations and kind of controlling them.
I'm sure that that's true. I'm sure that history is there, but it's not the heart of community organizing.
Alice in Jackson Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello, Alice.
Hi. I've been a community organizer for years. I'm 62 years old, and I'm currently at Hunter School of Social Work getting my graduate degree and license for something that I've been doing for a long time. I thought when I heard those comments, shame on you, because this is a profession of hardworking people who make very little to no money that are out there trying to not only improve civic society, but also to raise the threshold of their own profession. And we are constantly being told how much need there is for our work.
How do you spend your time? What are your actual responsibilities?
Oh, my goodness. We are the busiest people in the world. For instance, my projects over the last 2 years have been working with the community of older adults in New York City. So I do everything from taking surveys and gathering information, helping them assess their own needs, introducing them to our legislators, teaching them how they can make a difference for their community, and advocating for laws and their needs. So that they can live a better quality of life.
Alice, thank you very much. I'm going to get somebody else in here next, and that would be, whoops, if this cursor works, maybe somebody in the control room can help me switch over to line 9. Can you do that? Or is this frozen all the way around? Here we go. Miguel and Ossining, you're on WNYC. Hi, Miguel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Are you a community organizer?
No, I was a community organizer for many years during the early 60s, working for ASPIDA, a Puerto Rican self-help agency. Mm-hmm. And my job was essentially to help organize ASPIDA clubs in high schools in Brooklyn and in Manhattan during that period of time. I've also been a mayor. Was mayor here of Ossining for approximately 8 months.
Oh, well, that's interesting because Sarah Palin was specifically contrasting small town mayor with community organizer and saying the difference is that the mayor has actual responsibility. So you've been both.
I've been both, yes. I've been both. And but I can tell you that from my community organizing days with ASPIDA that many of today's leadership people were high school students that I had during that time and went on to politics and to many other jobs, helping the hospital administrators and so forth.
What were your actual responsibilities, for example?
Well, I had to go into the high schools and meet with Hispanic young people, particularly, and with their parents and teachers, and in essence, get their permission to organize the leadership development clubs that mm-hmm. Operated in many high schools.
All right, thank you, Miguel. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Let me go back to John Raskin, our guest, a community organizer with the Housing Conservation Coordinators, an Upper West Side housing group that has many great conversations on the way to their conservation.
That is also true.
Now, I understand that you made a distinction to my producer between a community organizer and a community activist. Is that right?
It is.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that an activist is a community member who cares about, you know, something in their neighborhood, if it's pollution, if it's, you know, people who are losing their homes, if it's whatever it is, and they go out and do something about it. The distinction is that the job of an organizer is not to him or herself do something about it, but instead to bring together people who are having the same problem so that they can do something about it themselves. You know, when Miguel talks about how the people who he worked with in Ossining years ago are community leaders now, that means he was doing his job well, because a central component of community organizing is leadership development. It's bringing in new people who may not be familiar with the process, who may not think that, you know, they have any authority or power to do anything, and kind of teach them the ropes, you know, teach them how to get involved in advocacy, teach them how to do it so that they can themselves become leaders.
James in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Oh, yes. I actually was calling to disagree with exactly that distinction. I think an organizer and an activist is pretty much the same term. And the reason why Mayor Giuliani was, making fun of them, because on his side, on the conservative Republican side, like, I'm right in the middle, so I tend to understand both sides of the issue. Mm-hmm. And I think from his point of view, you know, people with those kind of skills and talents and interests and inclinations ought to take their Ivy League education, go to business school, become a successful entrepreneur, make a lot of money, and give tons of money like Bill Gates or Warren Buffett's to worthy causes to help people and communities that they want to help, and he doesn't really understand just taking your Ivy League education and then going and doing a voter registration drive or a housing operation somewhere in some inner city or a school operation, things like that. So I think it's just but on their side they have, you know, anybody who's active in politics, it can call themselves a kind of a community organizer. And if you cite Jesus as a community organizer, then unfortunately you've also got to cite people like Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini when they were on the streets organizing their political parties and organizing fascism as a negative side of, you know, what people do when they organize other people in some cause to make things better in their view. And everybody's always trying to make things better in their own view.
Right.
And sometimes they're doing, you know, I'm sure Lenin thought he was making things better.
Right.
He was
well, I mean, I think you make a good point in that it's not something that's associated with one political perspective or another necessarily, although
well,
I guess
activity.
They were using it that way. So you could be, yeah, you can be Mussolini and organize a community in that way,
right?
You know, or you can be Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I think the activity is indifferent to ideology, but the self-description tends to be a more left self-description. Most, you know, left organizers and activists will call themselves that, whereas, like you said, Norquist and others on the right who are doing very, very similar work, they won't even think of that word, and I don't know if they have a word,
mm-hmm.
but they associate those terms, and I think correctly, with
mm-hmm.
sort of leftism and even Marxism type thinking about things. Otherwise, they figure, well, why aren't you in business school? Why aren't you taking your executive skills?
Right.
Like, a left example might be Bill Clinton, very similar to Barack Obama, and he did go the route that Giuliani probably thought was preferable.
Right.
You know, he went to grad school and he became a successful governor and all of that.
Right. I think you make some very interesting points. And I wouldn't go so far as to say that Giuliani would probably dismiss anybody who gets out of school at an elite institution like Harvard and goes into some kind of community work. I mean, I'm sure he would laud Teach for America or people who go to the Peace Corps or whatever. But James Raskin from Housing Conservation Coordinators, do you think in our last 20 seconds here, John Raskin, do you think in our last 20 seconds here that you're fighting organizers on the other side? Are there landlord organizers who, you know, maybe you find yourself in opposition to, but as James suggests, they just don't use that word?
We call them lobbyists. There are. And not to put too partisan a point on it, but I think there's something else, you know, in Rudy Giuliani's value system that says why he's disdainful to organizers, which is that, you know, the policies that he and, you know, John McCain and the other folks who are at the Republican convention are trying to promulgate, you know, are really harmful to a lot of American people. So
well,
when those people are organized, I mean,
Well, I guess on your lobbyist point, what do you call a community organizer with a lot of money to spend? A lobbyist.
There you go.
Thank you for joining us, John Raskin. Thanks to all of you for your calls, community organizers and others. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.